Praise the Lord. If any of us was here on Friday in the night, we saw a movie that shows a brother who is not having arms and then legs, but he was glorifying the name of the Lord. So if somebody is not having arms and is not having legs and he's glorifying the name of the Lord, why won't this person touch the hearts of men to change? So that is why today's exhortation is entitled, Can I Be Used by God? And then I want every one of us to ask ourselves, can I be used by God? No matter who you are, God has a purpose for which he wants to use you for. So do not coil in. Accept the call of the Lord and let the Lord use you. We take our reading from our reflection from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. I read, the Lord said to me, I chose you before I gave you life. And before you were born, I selected you to be a prophet to the nations. I answered, Sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say that you are too young, but go to the people I send you. Go to the people I sent you to and tell them everything I command you to say. Do not be afraid of them, for I will be with you to protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my lips and said to me, listen, I am giving you the words you must speak. Today, I give you authority over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. When the Lord called Jeremiah, like he did call some of us, and then we have been given reasons. This is also Jeremiah's reason. Jeremiah said that he's too young. And then at the end of it all, he said he don't know how to speak. So the Lord is calling all of us today. The Lord is calling all of us today. The Lord don't call people of importance to the world. He don't call world stars. The Lord don't call those that the world praise. The Lord calls those that are considered unimportant in the world. I'm not saying that if you are very important, the Lord cannot call you. He called all of us in a very special way. So, let us listen to our God. Let us accept that call. My brother and my sister, you are waiting for your miracle and the miracle is not coming because you have refused the call of the Lord. You are waiting for that miracle and the miracle is not coming because you have given a reason like Jeremiah
And then even when God insisted in sending you, you refused to go. Let us remember our brother, Jonah. Jonah was sent. He refused to go. God forced him, even try to let a fish to swallow Jonah before he can go. And even he tried to do his own thing, but still God worked through him. So let us accept the call of the Lord and see the miracle that he is going to do. What do you give reasons? Like, I am not anybody. Why don't we consider our brother Joseph? Joseph that was sent, he was sold as a slave. He lived in Egypt as a slave, the same time as a prisoner, and became a prime minister. And then God used him to deliver Israel from hunger. So you, my brother and my sister, we are sitting down. The world is suffering because we are sitting down. We are not doing what we are supposed to do. We are ourselves are suffering because we are not performing our duty. God call us in a very special way, and then we decide to sit down. Some people, when they are given even a small leadership position, they say, oh, I have a lot of work in my house. I cook for this, I cook for that. Are you the one cooking for the whole world? Huh? So, don't you know that God can do something special if you accept his call? What about our brother Moses? Moses, who was taken care by his enemies, Egyptians. Egyptians said, "He whoever any Israel, the people of Israel, the slaves, anybody who gave birth to a baby child, a baby boy, should be killed." But this boy was born, and then sent to them to take care of. And then he grew in their hands. They gave him the name Moses. His enemies. They gave him the name Moses. And then he grew out. God uses this man to perform miracles, wonders. And then to deliver a whole nation from slavery. Don't say you are a child. Don't say you are too young. God is working wonders through those that are considered unimportant. If in Egypt, if they were rating people, maybe Moses would not be considered. At the day that Moses was a child, Moses may not be considered. But when God called him, he was even he was sent on Ezra. And then he went and be a shepherd. And then through that, God spoke to him and called him and said that he should go to the land that they sent him on Ezra. If you were the one, you tell God that when I will be killed. Eh? You think that your life is so important. Or God don't know what the worth of your life. Or God cannot protect your life. So, let us wake up. What name is it that they have given you in your community? Do they label you as a thief? Do they label you as a talkative? Or as a conconsa, madam, or a man? So, why won't you accept the call of the Lord once and you see the miracle that God will do in your life? Maybe you think, well, what you are doing now, you think you have accepted the call of the Lord. But my brother, think deeply. Think deeply and see there are a lot that you are to do. You have to do. There are a lot. If David was standing, like all the soldiers of Israel, was standing, also looking at Goliath, threatening the people of Israel, cursing their gods, defiling the name of the Lord, will Israel be delivered? If Moses was, if a David was like us, those of us who do not want to own up for anything, if David was like us, would there be somebody to fight Goliath? My brother and my sister, answer that question for yourselves or for ourselves. Let's answer. Would there be somebody to deliver deliver Israel from the hands of Goliath? Esther. Consider Esther. Esther, who was a slave. She was a slave. And then this lady, by virtue of her slavery, she was able to deliver Israel from what? Being massacred. Massacre is when a full tribe is, they wanted to kill a full tribe. Let's say, excuse me to say, why here? They either want to kill all the Dagabes, or the Dagabes want to kill all the Wallace. So that is massacre. The whole of Israel, they wanted to kill the whole of Israel. And Esther, by virtue of her slavery, in the hands of a slave master, delivered Israel from the hands of from massacre. So if Esther was also sitting down like us, giving reasons like that of Jeremiah as to why he will not go, though Jeremiah talked like that and went, but some of us are giving reasons. But when God insisted and give us the way out, we still sat down, not moving. We are tent or movable in the hands of the Lord. Our Mother Mary. You just imagine if the angel Gabriel has announced that, and our mother said she can't do it. Angel Gabriel should go away with his things. And then Christ has not come. What would be our fate? What would be our fate? She also gave reasons like Jeremiah, but finally she said, let the will of God be done. Let it be done to me according to the will of God. So, as Jeremiah, as our mother, and as Moses, we give reasons. But let us be like them, that will give reasons, but at the end they will accept the call of God. And go all out. And go all out to fight the battle, and go all out to deliver their people. A lot of people are there. They are suffering because we have not accepted the call of the Lord. My brother and my sister, will you accept the call of God today? Will you accept for God to use you? Jeremiah said, he is too young. Are you considering yourself too young? Jeremiah said, he cannot speak. Do you also consider yourself that you cannot speak? Those who know me very well, I was somebody that cannot speak. But by the grace of God, I am standing in front of you. If it was that time, I would have been shaking in front of you like that. But by the grace of God, I can stand in front of thousands of people and then talk. Glorify the name of the Lord. What about that? And then you are sitting down with your potentials. And then you are sitting down giving reasons. Some of us give reasons like, hey, I don't have enough money. I don't have good clothing. So that I will come in front and then dress very well. It is not by your dressing. I don't have enough education to come and speak English. No. God don't consider English to be anything. Peter, we have denied God a lot. Our brother Peter has also denied the Lord. Are we continuing to deny the Lord, or we will accept the call of the Lord like after Peter has denied the Lord, he finally accepted? So, let us come to our senses and go all out. Some of us can sing so that people will be changed. And then we are sitting down on this good gift. Some of us can play drums, and then the lives of people will be touched. And then we are sitting down with these potentials. Some of us can speak, and then cripples will walk. And then we are sitting down, waiting for when. What is the time that we are waiting for? The time is now. The time is now. If God can use Jacob, Jacob who was a liar and a trickster, he tricked his brother to collect his birthright. If I say he's a trickster, you should understand. He tricks his brother to collect, to take his birthright. His brother Esau. And then God still use him to glorify his name. What about you? What about you and I? The big question is now this. Are you accepting the call of the Lord? Or you are still thinking? You are still thinking. The call of the Lord doesn't need thinking. Because it is the Lord himself that is going to use you. The words will be given to you by the Lord. What you are going to do will be given to you by the Lord. When Moses was leading Israel, any time he's faced with a challenge, he will go to the Lord. And then God will show him direction, and he will be performing wonders. Today is our turn. If we should disappoint the Lord in his call, we are going to blame ourselves. This world is burning because we are refusing, we are resisting the call of the Lord. People want to be homosexuals because we have refused to touch them with the word of the Lord. People want to be lesbians because we have refused to touch them with the word of the Lord. What do you do at your website? You interact with people. What in your own way do you spread the good news? It is not too late. It is not too late. We have been keeping God on the waiting list for a long time. We have been keeping God on the waiting list for a long time. That's why they said, "Bama yoka, na mwen asere." Na mwen asere is not working. How can you cannot ask God to wait? God will work whether he is using you or not. He is God. You are not the one that will make him God. You are going to be a vessel that God is going to use to glorify his name. But if you resist, but that doesn't make him any different. I'm telling you, if the whole world should stop praying, today, but that will not make God any different. But it's upon us, the world, to pray. We need God. We need God. We need God. We need God more than God needs us. You just imagine our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ has never built a house. He has never written a book. He has never sung a song. But there are so much of them that belongs to him. The whole world. So think about yours. Your testimony is waiting because you are certain. I'm telling you, if we go, we don't know one thing that our brother there's one thing that our brother Bartimaeus knows that we don't know. Bartimaeus was calling on the Lord. "Son of David, save me." When the Lord said they should bring him, he himself came. Nobody brought Bartimaeus. But he was blind. And God gave him his now. So let's take our portion. Let's be honest. How do you feel? My brother and my sisters, let us first of all ask for forgiveness for not allowing God to use us. Let's ask for forgiveness for not giving God the chance to use us to glorify his name. Of the many reasons that we are giving, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we are asking for forgiveness for all the things that we are refusing, for all the calls that we have been refusing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you, O Lord, shall take absolute control of us. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and forgive us our sins, and let us accept your call. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, for the many times that we resisted your call, Father, we ask for forgiveness. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If today's exhortation has touched you as the way he did to me, let's say something to the Lord now. A commitment. Make a commitment now. Make a commitment that you are going to accept the call of the Lord. Let's pray.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray all of us. Father, we are asking for forgiveness.
Father, we call unto you, Father. Father, we are making a commitment that we will always accept your call.
In the name of Jesus, wherever we are, at any time that you need us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we accept your call.
In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah said that he cannot speak. And then I know some of us are having that challenge. Let's pray to the Lord that he shall give us the words. He shall never let our tongue cling to our mouth. But he shall let our tongue be fluent. Our mouth be fluent with his word. That every time we cannot hold on, let's talk to him. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, touch our tongues. Father, open our lips. Father, let us glorify your holy name. Father, let us glorify your holy name. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, 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 Jesus. Father, we pray that you, O Lord, shall give us your direction. Father, give us your direction. Father, let your mighty name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, so has the way to do your work. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Committing our various challenges into the hands of the Lord. Challenges that are making us unable to serve Lord, the Lord. Unable to accept our call. Jeremiah mentioned his challenges.
my brother and my sister. Let's also mention our challenges to the Lord. Let's mention, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, open my tongue. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, take us all control. Father, take us all control. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For our weakness, for our challenges. Father, take us all control. Father, and let us be able to serve you to your glory. In the name of Jesus.
And the fear of the Lord upon us in Jesus' name. What a mighty God is there.
As the child rests in the hands of the adult, Father, let us also rest in your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, let us consider your arms as a safe place for our rest. Father, let us consider your hands as a safe place for our realization. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, keep, let us feel safe. Father, let us feel secure. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. We glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.